This week, we were reminded once again that it's all come down to this.
Google, Microsoft, and Yahoo. Google, Yahoo. Microsoft, Yahoo.
That's a famous Charlie Rose YouTube mashup called Charlie Rose by Samuel Beckett, where those company names, Yahoo, Microsoft, Google, are strung together and repeated like the spare language in a Samuel Beckett play, to the point where they lose their context altogether.
Google, Microsoft, and Yahoo. Google, Google, Yahoo. Google.
But just listen. Google is clearly the strongest word there.
Google.
It's a verb and a noun and a number and a company.
Google.
Yahoo is merely a compelling pair of syllables.
Yahoo.
A sound that is also a company, but maybe nothing specific about Yahoo the company comes to mind here.
Yahoo.
And Microsoft, of course, the simplest of all, just an old tech company, a made-up word.
Microsoft.
Where Bill Gates works, or used to work, whatever.
Microsoft and Yahoo. Google. Microsoft and Yahoo. Google. Microsoft.
These sounds, these Yahoo, words, Microsoft, tell a business story, an important one, as the jobs of 2,000 people laid off by Yahoo this week depended in part on that word Yahoo having as strong a set of meanings as Google. The weakness of Yahoo as an idea, the fact that people do Google, but they mostly do not Yahoo, even though they may use Yahoo's content, is a fascinating lesson in how the Internet, particularly how our brains and the Internet, work together. Stephen Levy joins us, senior writer for Wired Magazine, author of In the Plex, How Google Thinks, Works, and Shapes Our Lives. Stephen, welcome to the program.
Thanks a lot, John.
So the idea here, in part, is that when people around the world, particularly Americans, search, they don't necessarily want a whole marketplace of search options. They Google, period, the end. And that explains why Google has like 97% of the search business on mobile and 90% of the rest of search.
Right, right, worldwide. And in the U.S., it's a little different. But generally, Google lion's share and what's now known as the Microsoft, the Yahoo alliance, gets about 30%. And Yahoo has the smaller share of that. It gets smaller and smaller.
Why is it that people prefer Google, forgetting the behavior of the company and the sort of strategic decisions of the company? There's an approach to search that really favors a monopoly going in, kind of like the electric company or the water company.
Well, search is something that was thought to be a solved problem when Google came around, and Google did it better and made it a habit with people. And even though the Bing Microsoft form of search isn't that much worse, Google is better. People have a habit, and they keep going to what works for them to the point where it's almost futile for the competitor to take it away. You have to wait for a new kind of behavior, like mobile, to challenge Google. And in this case, Google seems to have done pretty well on that and holding their share.
So what happened to Archie and Excite and WebCrawler and Lycos and AltaVista and Ask Jeeves?
They fell away there. When people install search into their browsers, and they stick to what they like. So it's very, very difficult, even if a company has an innovative approach to search, to take on this generalized form of search for the masses. What you see now is people look for little niches where they might be able to deliver more effective search for people who are highly motivated in a certain way, like medical search or things like that. But even that's tough because Google wants it all, and they all develop their own specialty and signals to bolster their regular search with that niche to satisfy everything.
Is part of the story of Google's persistence as a verb now, and it doesn't seem like that's going to go away. I mean, I think it's actually in the dictionary as a verb, if not now, very, very soon. Is that a sign that the innovation trajectory of search itself has come to an end and the search we have now is pretty much what we're going to have? As opposed to, and that the other story was an evolution of search that maybe has come to a close.
No, because right now, just as mobile was a big challenge for Google, the social world is the current big challenge there. So it's a paradigm shift to say, there's a potential reordering because Google traditionally has not been strong in the social world there. And if that becomes the main, the way that the people want to find things by what their friends like as opposed to what experts like or what the web itself likes, maybe Google could be challenged. And that's why Google is spending so much energy to remake itself, really, as a social company, because they're afraid that Facebook is going to be their challenger in search.
And, you know, recently I heard some discussions up at MIT about this confluence of the social networking evolution and the search evolution, that in the very near future, Stephen Levy, the suggestion is that people won't search just for content or for facts or for text references. They will literally be searching for people in the way that they search for subjects. Is Google prepared for that, and is that what you're talking about here?
Yeah, Google is mobilizing for that in a very big way, in a way where some people worry that, you know, they might alienate some of their current customers by changing the product and shocking them to the degree that they're integrating the social world into what they do. And it brings up privacy concerns because Google's so big, whereas a smaller company or a more focused social company like Facebook wouldn't have those problems. But Google thinks it's absolutely necessary to really remake the company in order to handle this shift, and that's why you see little different things when you search in Google. You'll see social results now, and what Google wants to merge some of the other things you do on Google with Gmail and other things, so we can know who your friends are and deliver you better search results.
Is Facebook and Google changing the idea that this notion of I'm going to search for people online, which 10 years ago was a creepy idea? That's going to completely go away, and we will, second nature, search for people. That will be what we do.
Search is going to be built into everything we do. It's not going to be like going to a search engine. That search technology will be built in the back end of pretty much everything, you know, we do there. And Google wants us to be the search behind the covers there.
Quick question, Stephen Levy. Do you Yahoo?
What's that?
Stephen Levy, senior writer for Wired Magazine, author of In the Plex, How Google Thinks Works and Shapes Our Lives.
Microsoft and Yahoo. Google. Microsoft and Yahoo. Google and Yahoo. 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 Microsoft. Yahoo. Microsoft and Yahoo.